Well, here's the thing. I'm a lifelong New York Jets fan. And unfortunately for me, when I first understood there was a concept called the NFL, it was a couple years after the Jets won the Super Bowl in that 68 season, 69 Super Bowl. I bring it up because Kansas City Chiefs fans can relate, because during that same era, the first of two appearances, you have to go all the way back to 1970 as far as the Super Bowl, when you could still count the Super Bowl in single digits and you could actually count it on one hand. What are the fans thinking and feeling right now heading into this matchup coming up on Sunday night?
Well, I think there's a group of fans who are still probably anxious and feel a little not quite ready to let themselves think that it might be possible, just because they've seen some hopeful seasons end in regret or short of the goal. But I think there's other folks who are starting to think that this could be the real deal. I mean, there's definitely excitement. There's been excitement all season, for no other reason than that Patrick Mahomes has been doing what he's been doing, putting himself at the forefront of the MVP conversation in his first year as a starter. And then also just the fact that, I mean, people have embraced him as the first quarterback they've drafted in the first round and won 30 years, I think it is. And then for him to get off to the start that he has, it's just, he's become a rock star around Kansas City, and he's one win away from getting them to the Super Bowl, and the game is going to be here in Kansas City. So I think there's a lot of excitement, but I think there's also fans who are can't quite let themselves believe it just yet because of what they've seen in the past.
I mean, let's just throw these numbers out. For those that don't think that a young quarterback can take over the reins of an offense and do magical things, this is regular season numbers: 5,097 yards, 50 touchdowns, with only 12 interceptions. I mean, the stats speak for themselves. And to me, for this year especially, kind of reminds me back in the days when a Dan Marino was playing for the Dolphins, or a Brett Favre. You don't have to be fans of the Dolphins or the Packers or whichever team Brett Favre was playing for to tune in. Patrick Mahomes has now become one of those players. You don't have to be a fan of the Chiefs to enjoy the product that we now know as the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, I mean, I think people just, they watch not just for him, but largely because of him, but just to see this offense, to see the players he has around him make plays, whether that's Tyreek Hill, who's, one of the fastest guys you ever see on a football field, or Travis Kelce, one of the best pass catching tight ends in the game, probably ever, or you can make the case forever, definitely in the game today. I mean, to see this team put up points, I mean, there's been games where you feel like they haven't really clicked offensively, and they you look up and they put up over 30 points. So, I mean, you watch, and then the kid who's sort of triggering the whole thing, who's still just 23 years old, who's in his first year as a starter, who throws from every angle imaginable, even left-handed, and has no hesitation letting it fly downfield, and 60 plus yards downfield, doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of people who see this and just get captivated by it.
Lynn Worthy joining us again from Kansas City with the Kansas City Star. I don't know if you caught this last week. It was just one of those things that, yeah, it piqued my interest, but it was an hour special about the championship for Madden 19. And what caught my attention was the fact that all of these professional video game players competing, and how many chose the Kansas City Chiefs to be their team. And so many of these matchups, you would actually see the home version of Kansas City going up against the road version of Kansas City in this. And it just shows you how much faith that, from a complete team standpoint, not just from the offensive standpoint, but also defensively as well, how many even these individuals have got on the Kansas City Chiefs bandwagon.
I did not see that, but I mean, and the first thing that comes to my mind is that seems like the Chiefs would be that team that, whether it's back when I was in college or growing up playing, video games against my brother, like that would be the team that you would almost fight over. You can't use that team. Just when you start thinking about Mahomes, Kelce, Hill, whether it's, Kareem Hunt, who was here early in the season, obviously isn't with the team anymore, but just thinking about some of the guys they got out there, Sammy Watkins, like, yeah, I feel like that would be, the point of contention right there. you can't use the Chiefs. Come on now.
Well, and you bring up a good thing about, you know, Kareem Hunt no longer with the team right now. And especially to me, it gets amplified a little bit knowing that the Patriots are bringing Sony Michel to the table in this matchup. And certainly looking at what he was able to do just last week alone against the Chargers.
Yeah, well, you know, and Kareem, the other thing is Kareem had had good games against the Patriots. The last two times the Chiefs had played against them earlier this season in week six, and they lost by 3 points. But going back to the season opener of the previous year where the Chiefs went out there and won to open the season against the Patriots, Kareem Hunt had big games. Remember that first game was sort of his coming out party.
Exactly.
You know, got to know who the heck this kid was, and then this past season, earlier in the season, that week six, he had over 100 yards receiving and 80 yards rushing, and he had a big touchdown catch, which I believe was 67 yards. So he's been a thorn in the side of the Patriots, and now the Chiefs, I mean, who is still, you know, clicking along on offense, they're really on the second running back after him because Spencer Ware, taken over as the starter, has been out with a hamstring injury. And now Damian Williams, a former Dolphin, has stepped in, and he's played very well. He's coming off of one of his best rushing games and played well enough in the time that he's been out there that they've extended him for another couple of years now. So it almost seems like a long time ago, just in the course of a season, to think about Kareem Hunt, but he'd had a big impact against the Patriots, and it'll be interesting to see how the running backs now, whether it's Ware, who's been practicing, or Williams, how much production they get out of them against this defense.
Len Worthy joining us again. I'm sure you and your teammates there with the Kansas City Star has broken down on what the Patriots may or may not do this second go around. I know one of the things that they probably will not do is what they were successful with last week and being able to get pressure and blitzing Phillip Rivers, because Patrick Mahomes, one of the best in all the NFL, when he's under pressure, being able to deliver big numbers. So to me, it comes down to the Patriots trying to work up some kind of disguises in their pass protection. And obviously, I'm not going to let Travis Kelce beat me, but at the same time, you can't leave Hill alone either. It's a Bill Belichick design defense trying to confuse Patrick Mahomes with their coverage, and I think that will be, from an adjustment standpoint, something that the Patriots will be trying to do the entire game, not sticking with one thing, but constantly be changing that throughout the entire complexity of the game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as a matter of fact, I've been working on a story today just talking about sort of the Mahomes-Belichick matchup, because obviously they played earlier this season, and for Mahomes it was really the tale of two halves, because the first half the Chiefs only scored 9 points. He threw two interceptions, one of them that really took points off the board for them. The first one that really set the Patriots up with points, because they were backed up in their own end inside their own 25, and he threw that pick. That later pick was end of the half inside the Patriots' red zone that he forced one into coverage. But then he turned around in the second half with four touchdown passes. They scored 31 points in the second half on the road against the Belichick defense. So that sort of back and forth, that matchup, the Mahomes, and obviously it's not just Mahomes, it's Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy in that offense, but that versus the Belichick defense and the different things they could throw at you is going to be one of the keys to the game, if not maybe the key to the game.
What have you learned as far as, I mean, I know it's still early in his career, but as far as Patrick Mahomes, when, just like you used that example, the tell of two halves there, first half having issues, second half coming on strong, what have you learned about Patrick Mahomes on the field and off the field, especially when he's faced some adversity?
Well, on the field, he seems like he's got that knack for not letting things snowball. I mean, even if he has a bad throw, bad half, or even just not up to his level, not necessarily bad stretch of a game, it seems like he's able to quickly change gears and get back on track or to shake things off. I mean, he's also been adept at both making plays, you know, like they like to try and say, or use the term sort of on schedule, on time, whether it's, you know, just dropping backs, looking downfield, making the read and throwing, you know, getting out of his hands quickly, or the times where defenses throw some different look at you and have to make you take some more time, or you've got to get outside the pocket and make some things happen sort of on the fly. He's been able to do that very well as also. And you mentioned earlier facing the blitz. I mean, he's been able to do whatever has been called for at the time. And if he's made mistakes, he's been able to bounce back from those. We can talk about off the field. I think he's sort of really handled the spotlight in Kansas City. You know, like I said earlier, being sort of a rock star in this area, we've referred around here to the sort of the Mahomes effect, because anywhere he goes and like, people recognize him, and there's just an excitement and energy and people who want to see him, touch him, you know. He had an event with the team where he was at a hospital earlier this season, and there was video of him coming down the escalator and just this whole area being filled up and people just going crazy as soon as he came into vision. He had another one where he did a thing where he had surprised the youth football team at a Dick's Sporting Goods. And, I mean, the looks in the kids' eyes, the parents' eyes, and the coach who, you know, had tears in his eyes talking about just the special moment. I mean, it's been something to see, and I think he's sort of handled it all with a sort of a joy and an even-keeledness that you might not expect from a kid who's 23.
I don't know if you can see this and recognize this. I'm curious because from my perspective, yes, I understand Kansas City had Joe Montana, but when you think Joe Montana, you think San Francisco. Is this a situation where Kansas City, just like Lynn Dawson was theirs, to me, from a Kansas City perspective, Patrick Mahomes is theirs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, most definitely. And I think that's why I mentioned the fact that they picked him in the first round. And it'd been the first one that, you know, had been sort of a, you know, like you say, theirs or a homegrown, a guy who's been a Chief, who was drafted by them, who's, you know, he sat last year but was part of the team, learned from Alex, and now has taken over the reins, and he's their guy, and he's always been their guy. He isn't somebody that they signed from somewhere else or they brought in. I mean, he's, you know, still a young guy who's still, you know, sort of finding his way, even though I don't know anybody else who finds their way with a 50-touchdown, 5,000-yard season. But
yeah, we all should be able to find our way that way, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what that looks like in the sports radio or a newspaper sort of a perspective, but I think I only wish I had that.
Oh, come on, Lynn. You know you're a rock star there in Kansas City.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Something like that. It goes Mahomes, Kelsey, Hill, and then I'm somewhere, you know, 5,000 people down the list. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I'm curious, how much did this team learn from their loss, especially the way they lost to the Tennessee Titans in the playoffs last year?
I think it's been a theme more so with the defense, just because of the fact that, you know, you had that lead, you didn't hold it, and it's something that's been talked about since going back to training camp. And I think it also sort of in some ways contributed to the way they've tried to revamp the roster, especially on defense in the offseason. Almost the entire draft was spent on defensive players, except for the one guy who wasn't a defensive player they drafted really was a defensive player, Khalil McKenzie. They've drafted, who was a defensive lineman and turned him into an offensive lineman. A lot of the offseason acquisitions, whether it's Anthony Hitchens as a linebacker, bringing in Kendall Fuller in the trade, they've really moved towards revamping that defense with both in terms of both depth and youth. So I think that has played a lot into, you know, the way they've looked at things in the offseason and defensively. Offensively, I think really just the fact that it's a different offense because of the quarterback and some of the additions they made, that's been more the theme. But defensively, last year's shortcomings, and then also just the fact that there were some guys who were out and not healthy. Chris Jones has mentioned it a couple times, that not being able to help his team in that playoff game is something that sat with him this whole offseason and prompted his change in diet and losing weight and getting in better shape. And, you know, he led the team in sacks as a really what's an interior defensive lineman. So, yeah, it's definitely had a effect with this team this season.
One more question before we let you go. If the game had been played Saturday, we would be talking about the game being played in single digits. Instead, just 24 hours later, it's almost three times. Now, it's still going to be cold. I mean, we're still talking low 20s. I'm thinking the Chiefs defense would have probably preferred this to be in single digits, and I bring it up because, no offense, but Tom Brady is almost, not quite, but almost twice the age of Patrick Mahomes, and it's a lot different getting hit when you're in your 20s in cold weather compared to getting hit when you're early 40s in cold weather.
You know, I mean, I've sort of been of the opinion that I'm not sure that the weather's going to play much of a factor in this game just because of both teams' sort of familiarity with cold weather and the fact that, like, you know, I mean, New England's been there, done that. The Chiefs have obviously going to be playing at home. They've played last week with the snowstorm and everything. I think last week it was more of a factor because, just in my opinion, I don't think the Colts were, you know, who play in the dome, were really, really ready for those problems when it came to the snowstorm and the cold weather. And Andrew Luck just seemed off, and that offense just didn't seem to really be what you expected. Haven't seen them before, and just even the previous week, and the way the offensive line just was not able to hold up the way it had all season. I think it played more of a factor there this week. I just didn't really think it was going to be that much of a factor, and now temperature's going up. I do think home crowd will play a factor in the sense that the defense plays better here for the Chiefs, and then also specifically on the line of scrimmage. When you have a team that's tied for the league and league lead in sacks, and you got guys getting off the ball like D4, Justin Houston, Chris Jones, Alan Bailey, that foursomes had over 40 sacks this season combined. That difference with the snap count, just that silent count where you take away that advantage of the offensive lineman, that in itself is a big deal for them. So I don't think weather's going to be a factor, but I think home field is probably the bigger thing for the Chiefs at least.